With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. A Defense Language Institute alumna will forever be remembered after she lost her life serving in Syria earlier this year. KAZU's Michelle Loxton reports.
On the campus of the Defense Language Institute in Monterey, there are places named after alumni who have died in the line of service. A new spot was added during a ceremony Wednesday to honor Senior Chief Petty Officer Shannon Kent. Soon after she enlisted in the Navy, Kent studied Modern Standard Arabic at the DLI. She was later deployed to Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria. It was in Syria, on January 16th of this year, that she was killed by a suicide bomber in the city of Manbij. Senior Chief Petty Officer David Jennings stands at the center of the yard, now named in her honor.
We dedicated this entire complex, so in the Navy we'll call this a yard. So it's the parade deck where we do our morning formations, and the building complex where everybody lives, the Navy Yard, for this day forward will be known as the Kent Navy Yard in honor of Senior Chief Shannon Kent.
Senior Chief Petty Officer Melvin Scott Walker knew Kent. He says she'll be remembered for more than just her work. He shares a story about how she wanted to become an officer but couldn't because of a prior cancer diagnosis.
And Shannon went right into it. She, as we say, she leaned in on the Navy to a very high level. She went hard with it and demanded that they change the policy because it was completely unfair.
So she lobbied Congress, and since her death, the Navy has changed its rules. Kent was 35 years old and is survived by her husband and two young sons. Michelle Loxton, KAZU News.